Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
What a day it's been in sports. I mean, a lot to go through here with the headlines. If you've missed anything, we got you covered here to open the show on the Nosebleed Seats, Eric. There's a lot going on, including the first round of the Major League Baseball draft. They are currently on pick 9 as we speak. The Rangers will be coming up with the 14th overall pick in the first round as soon as they make their selection. Elsewhere in baseball news there, Eric, Rob Manfred was talking with Carl Ravitch on ESPN right before the Major League Baseball draft got underway. He covered a lot of things. What's Major League Baseball's reaction to the new Players Association proposal, how he feels about if they're going to end up playing, and he goes into explaining kind of what the situation is right now with Major League Baseball and the landscape that they're currently in.
We're going to be making a responsive proposal to the proposal that we received late last night. It will be another significant move in the players' direction in terms of the salary issue that has kept us apart. And we're hopeful that it will produce reciprocal movement from the Players Association, that we'll see a number other than 100% on salary and some recognition that 89 games, given where we are in the calendar and the course of the pandemic, is not realistic. The March 26th agreement was premised on the belief, mutual belief, that we were going to be in a position where we would be playing baseball games in full stadiums. And I think that we find ourselves in a situation where we're going to be playing largely without fans, if not exclusively without fans. And that altered the economic landscape and really required another negotiation. I'll be disappointed that we're unable to reach an agreement that allows us to play more games. But you know what? I think at the end of the day, the most important thing, and I'm not buying into your number of 48, the most important thing is that we play Major League Baseball in 2020, and I can tell you unequivocally, we are going to play Major League Baseball this year.
So, interesting how he finishes that off, and a great job by Carl Ravitch of ESPN for kind of pressing, if you watch that interview, it's in entirety, to try and get the most he could out of Rod Manfred there here on your home of Texas Rangers baseball, Eric. But one, he's not really holding to that number of 48 games, but I don't know. It just, that's the number that keeps floating around out there, that if an agreement can't be met at more games, then eventually Rob Manfred and the owners are going to put their foot down and say, this is what we're playing. But it is optimistic, at least, that he said he believes 100% there will be a baseball season in 2020.
Yeah, well, he's afforded the opportunity to say that because he has that ability.
He holds
to
the
just
power
at any moment. Yeah, he holds the power, and the players negotiated that, so it's partially on them as soon as the pandemic went down back in March, as he referenced in that clip there. So, yeah, he has the ability to say that, but there's the big but after. We'll definitely play, but it might only be a smidge of what we were anticipating. We were all hoping, I think, when the pandemic rained down, man, if we could just get half the season, if we could get 80, if we get 81 games, it would be fantastic. 89 felt like it would have been really, really cool. 114, probably, you know, that was high expectations there.
A little bold there, yeah, by the Players Association.
Right, but definitely more than 48 games, but that's sort of where we're at right now. And like you mentioned in Crosstalk, like this is going to, every day that goes by where a deal's not done, the owners end up getting the advantage because ultimately they want to play as few games as possible so they don't have to dish out all the money. And so that's probably the way it's going to shake out. And I wonder how many players are going to end up just saying thanks but no thanks, and I'll see you in 2021.
You're 100% right, and we'll talk more about that with Jared at 8:40. And then as we creep closer to the Rangers pick, currently the Angels are on the clock with the 10th overall selection in the MLB draft. Rangers coming up at pick 14. Mr. Crochet still on the board. He was the favorite to go to the Rangers in mock drafts. When we talked to Jared last night, he said he's not so sure that that's exactly who the Rangers are targeting, but we will see who they end up taking, and you will be able to hear that first right here on 105.3 The Fan. Elsewhere in the headlines, NASCAR making big news today, currently racing in Martinsville as we speak. Bubba Wallace running in the number 43 car, and that Chevy car is blacked out tonight, Eric. In fact, the car features hashtag Black Lives Matter over the rear wheel, while the hood and back bumper have the phrase compassion, love, understanding. The top of the hood has an illustration of black and white hands interlocking, which you may recognize the image if you read Drew Brees' apology on Instagram. It's the exact same image that they put there with the interlocking hands, and I think it looks pretty awesome. The 43 car looks really, really cool. Bubba Wallace commenting on it, he said, quote, "We knew that the Martinsville race was open. We did not sell a sponsorship for that, and it sparked an idea of why not run a blackout car. Our team brought that idea to me, and I jumped all over it. Why not dive in straight to the root and put Black Lives Matter on the car?" So Bubba Wallace racing in that as we speak. The other big news, this coming down from NASCAR, from EVP Mr. Wolf. Darrell Wolf, cut 17 here, Zero, addressing their stance on the Confederate flag at races today.
I can tell you that really proud of the sport and the moment that we had on Sunday. I thought that was a really powerful thing that happened. But what I can tell you this is the sport's position on inequalities and social and racial injustices has not changed. And our commitment to that issue remains firm and unwavering. We want all to feel welcome at our events in the future.
I think that's the key, right? I mean, equality is what we're expressing here. You want everybody to feel open. Marty Smith, who covers this event for ESPN, cut 25 here, talking about the banning of the Confederate flag, and it's really been a long time coming here for NASCAR.
This is a long time coming, Maddie. In the summer of 2015, the then President Brian France said, "We want to work to get Confederate flags out of here. They are an insensitive symbol." And at that same moment, during that same weekend, the most famous NASCAR driver possibly ever, Dale Earnhardt Jr., was extremely outspoken in saying the Confederate flag is offensive to an entire race and it belongs in the history book. I talked to Jr. this week before this announcement about the driver video that came out last Sunday before the Atlanta race, and he said that driver video wouldn't have happened 5 years ago. There's no way. It may not have even happened 2 years ago. But with the current social push for social justice and racial equality that we're seeing throughout this entire nation, it was time. NASCAR knew it was time. There is no more tolerance for it, and they have made an unbelievable statement.
No question, and I think, Eric, we are witnessing the change. I mean, this is the question mark that we had, and all of this, is this going to be just a wave of in the moment, or are we going to see real change? And I think this was a big step in the right direction for NASCAR and other sports.
Yeah, this was the right time because it's been the right time. It's been, it's long overdue at this point. And obviously we know what the Confederate flag symbolizes. And to a lot of people, that's oppression, hatred, slavery and racism, all these awful things. And it's been maddening to me for my entire life looking at that flag. Once I was in school long enough to understand what it meant, It was always, it was just always an eyesore. Every time I saw it, it was on the back of a truck, or if it's hanging in a bedroom somewhere, whatever it is. Heck, sometimes it's out in the front lawn for the entire neighborhood to see. It's always just super, super off-putting, and it makes me really happy that NASCAR is finally making the right move here, and it's been a long time coming, but better late than never.
No doubt. Better late than never. A big stance that NASCAR took today as that race is currently going down in Martinsville. We'll let you know who wins that one later on. Bubba Wallace racing in that 43 car. Currently, Joey Logano leading the way in stage one with 20 laps to go. Elsewhere, headline news here on the Nosebleed Seats to start off our hump night. Eric, what is going down with the NFL? Are we looking at maybe, just maybe, the preseason could be finally reduced?
Potentially, at least for 2020, that is what Tom Pelissero of the NFL Network is reporting, that the NFL and the Players Association are discussing the possibility of shortening the 2020 preseason. So nothing has been finalized, nothing is imminent at this point, but multiple team executives informed of talks currently believe they could end up playing two preseason games rather than four. And Pelissero writes that shortening the preseason would allow for a longer, quote-unquote, ramp-up period, regardless of whether players agree to report a week or two early, and provide extra time for medical experts to finalize game day protocols for testing and things of that nature. So that's kind of where the NFL's at right now, and I could imagine if they end up going, you know, following through with this, making it two preseason games instead of four, it's already been something that the NFL's been wanting to do, I think. And so I feel like a lot of players do as well. And so I think that'll end up becoming the norm if they end up making that change. Like we've talked about it, what is the pandemic going to end up making teams tweak here and there, and then they fall into something that, oh, we're just gonna keep rolling with this. I think this is one of those things for the NFL. If they go two preseason games this year, I imagine they just stick with that for the foreseeable future.
Be interesting. The other thing from Adam Schefter today is that teams are required to report via the collective bargaining agreement that they signed last year 47 or 48 days before their first regular season games, and we're talking about training camp. So it'll be a uniform time across the league. So that means 30 teams will be starting training camp July 28th. The four teams scheduled for Monday Night Football in week one will have 48 days before their first game, while the 26 others will have 47 days. The only exception to this uniform start time for training camp would be the Kansas City Chiefs and Houston Texans, who are scheduled to kick off the season Thursday night, September 10th. These teams are expected to report to camp July 25th, giving them 47 days to prepare. So, July 28th, that might be the circle date where the Dallas Cowboys will kick off training camp in Frisco.
Yeah, my big thing is if we're only doing two preseason games, what goes down with the Hall of Fame game? I know there was some news about the Hall of Fame. It was finally the NFL Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio, was able to open up today for the first time since the pandemic.
It opened up, and they said they want to go ahead not only with the Hall of Fame game, but also the Hall of Fame ceremony, and they want to show how it can be done. The report I read also said not only do they want to play the game, they're looking at having a limited capacity of fans in the stands as well.
Dang. Well, that would be huge. I don't know if that is a little bit of wishful thinking, but that would be really, really cool. And so that's been something I've been wondering. Are the Cowboys going to end up going to Canton as scheduled to do? I believe they're taking on the Steelers, or they're supposed to take on the Steelers in that game, correct?
Yes.
For the Hall of Fame game. So, yeah. And I also heard that the Hall of Fame commissioner or whatever it is, I think it's that big, huge bear-looking dude.
Yeah, Mr. Baker.
Yeah, Mr. Baker, I think he was on record today saying that they were planning on going through with it, but they do have like four or five contingency plans.
Okay.
So he didn't like reveal what those are, but they have plan B, C, D, and F at this point.
Hey, Batman said always have a contingency plan, my friend. So that's a good way to look at it. Final thing, headlines here. Let's attack the NBA and some interesting stuff going down as we thought we're ready to rock with the return for basketball at Disney World, I should say, in Orlando, but there's some players expressing they're a little hesitant here. Woj giving us a little bit of insight on this. Cut 21-0.
Well, this is significant, Kevin, because, you know, the league needs the players to be on board with this to create a competitive environment, a good basketball product. And, you know, I think a lot in the last week, 10 days, I think it's really started to hit it home with a lot of players and coaches and members of organizations of how isolating, how restrictive this bubble environment is going to be. And there are a number of players. I was told a few dozen who have been talking. They had at least one conference call to kind of hash out some thoughts among each other. And listen, for a lot of players, there are family concerns. There are certainly concerns about COVID. There are concerns about a number of issues built around having to go inside that bubble, you know, many of them for 5 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, 2.5, 3 months, especially, Kevin, you hear it more and more among the teams who know or certainly believe they're not really going there to compete to win a championship.
And apparently the NBA also, to Woj's statement, was there, if a player decides, okay, they don't want to go to Disney, and because they're either worried about the coronavirus or they've got social justice concerns, whatever it might be, the NBA is not expected to punish those players. So I think the majority of the ones, as Woj said, the teams that legitimately think they've got a chance to win a championship, they're going to go. But we've heard other players express maybe a little bit of concern. And if they don't want to go, the NBA is set to say, all right, that's okay. That's your decision. And there won't be any further punishment.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.